Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah loves versus what I love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves us to believe in Him. He loves us to thank Him. He loves us to remember Him. He loves us to rely on Him, to trusting Him. I was 16, 17 years old. My mother, rahmatullah alayha, she sent me to buy bread from the guy in the corner. This guy in the corner, he is like early 40, a little bit abnormal, extremely poor. His family make him get married. He has a lot of children. He's just living in the edge. And he just have like a corner with bread and some eggs and a couple of items. That's it. It's not too much. Meaning, if you ask me, he's just living. Just living. I'm just give you this to understand. I'm going to buy the bread. I try to be polite, waiting until he finish one customer, two customer. And I was in a situation, I was very close to him. And I can smell it. His mouth smell alcohol. His name is Ibrahim. I said, Ibrahim, is what I smell is true? He pulled me in the side. This is not a store even. It just, think about it like a shack in a road, in the middle of a road. I cannot explain it. A sidewalk. Just a shack, like a few meter by half a meter, that's it. He took me in the side, and this is what he did. كيف لا أدعوك وأنت ربي كيف لا أدعوك وأنت الكريم. And he started singing in my ear. And what he's singing? He said, how? I do not call you. And you are my Rabb. You are Allah. How I do not call you and you are the Kareem? I said, Ibrahim, you drunk and you talk like that? He waved his hand to me. He said, you do not understand. And he left me. But he affected me so much. I go drop the bread to my mom. After that, I have a habit. When a situation I cannot handle, drama at home, drama all over, and this guy, I go to the train railroad. And I go walk between the track, because usually there's nobody there. Nobody. I want to be with nobody. I just want to think what's going on. And all of a sudden, I keep repeating what he said. كيف لا أدعوك وأنت ربي كيف لا أدعوك وأنت الكريم. A few years go by. I do not remember what happened. And all of a sudden, he used to have a very ugly face and very, like, he's abnormal. And all of a sudden, I see his face like lead, calm, relaxed. happy. And he opened a tiny store. And he went to Hajj. All this happened. And every time I passed by before that, he was drinking. He was very weak. He's a sinner. And I go by. And I tell him, Salamu alaikum Ibrahim. Alaikum salam. And now everybody call him Hajj Ibrahim. I look at him and he understand. He said, do you remember I tell you, you do not know? And this it take me to Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the big imam of the ummah, rahmatullahi alayhi. He was walking one time and he saw a thief steal. After he steal, he find a beggar and some poor people. He go buy them food and give them. And Sufyan al-Thawri, the imam, the big sheikh, he said, a thief, an yatasaddaq. Sariq yatasaddaq. A thief, right to give charity. The thief looked at him and he said, Ya Sufyan, لا تغلق الأبواب كلها. O Sufyan, don't close all the doors. Years go by, Sufyan al-Thawri is a big imam in the Hajj, around the Tawaf, and he see, what is it? The thief, crying around the Kaaba. He look at him and he said, you, meaning the thief, he said, don't say it. He said, how? Meaning how you are here. He said, ya imam, did I not tell you, don't close all the doors? I left a few tiny doors between me and Allah. Allah opened for me all His doors. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Listen to this sentence. I left a few doors between me and Allah. Allah opened for me all the doors. I bear witness to Allah. This what Allah love. Allah love to always have hope of His rahmah. Believe in His rahmah. Believe in His ability. Believe in His power and might. He doesn't need time to change anything. But He need me to believe. He need me to hold tight with Him. He need to me trust Him, rely on Him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, in the middle of all this condition, diseases, fitan, situation, Allah know what the future is written for us. What Allah want from me, and what Allah love from me. Believing Him, trusting in Him, rely on Him, have a hope in His generosity, has hope in His rahmah. And this why, when you see the ummah going to crisis, and the ummah is defeated, and the ummah is choked, you have to know, the rahmah of Allah is coming. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make us to surrender, applies us to family crisis, health crisis, children, spouse, hidayah, finance, you name it. What He want from me? He want me to believe in Him, to rely on Him, trusting in Him, calling Him, loving Him. thanking him. Be for him. Be with him. Try to please him. Try to serve him. Try to show gratitude to him. Allah Jalla Jalalu. All our sins do not mind us in his kingdom. And all our good deeds do not increase anything in his kingdom. But it's our belief, our trust, our rely, our hope, our good gesture, thiqa. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when the fitan increase, what he want us? To hold tight to the robe of Allah. One day, I was in Latin America. I was in exactly Santiago, Chile, sitting in the masjid alone. It was close to 2 o'clock in the morning. I never forget it. And the dome of the masjid have the name of Allah all over. And I was sitting, and I said, Allah, I want to call you with a quality I need, quality you love. And I'm calling Allah, and all of a sudden, major accident outside, and this car lost control and hit a light pole. And when it hit it, something happened, and one of the front light aimed to the dome, hit the glass of the dome, and all of a sudden a light beam hitting one of the name of Allah. And I look, Al-Mateen. Al-Mateen. One of Allah's name, Al-Mateen. The owner of strength. Like robe. Hold tight to the robe of Allah. There's many hadith about that. And something happened to me. I remember when I was young, somebody was drowning, and a muscular man came with a strong robe. He threw it to the man who was drowning. And the moment the man held the robe, almost like he going to sleep. Why? He looked to the man with his muscles, and he held the robe very strong. Now he feels safe. He's relaxed. His panic is gone. His fear is gone. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what Allah want to remember his quality, Al-Mateen, the owner of strength. If you feel any weakness, all you have to do, hold the robe of Allah. Call him by his names. Al-Mateen, Al-Qawi, Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. The owner of power. The owner of strength. The one who can do whatever he wants. And he's able. It doesn't need time. It doesn't need anything. When the time come, what I need, what you need, to call Allah by his names. But don't call it by your tongue. Don't call it by your lips. Call it by your heart. The angel coming at the state of the heart. The angel coming at the state of the heart. according to what I have in my heart, it will be reported to Allah. What it mean? Under any circumstance, whatever I am going through, I have to believe in Him, trust in Him, rely on Him, and He will take care about me. Allah love that. Allah love us when we trusting in Him, believe in Him, be with Him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what do you think? Where's your heart? And now, all I need, a journey of Iman, a journey of love of Allah, a journey of trust in Allah, a journey of fear in Allah, a journey of belief in His Rahmah and His might. And everything happening to me, I like or I don't like, it is with His will and His wisdom and His taqdeer. What He wants from me, to be content and trust Him. And don't demand. What happening is happening. Is a qadr. It has a wisdom. I might live and die. I will never understand the wisdom. But the main wisdom, to surrender to the qadr of Allah. Yes, I do my effort. I do my utmost. But deep inside, I rely on Allah. I go fishing. I have all the technique and all the knowledge. But in the end, I believe Allah is the one. My rizq is Allah. I farm, but I do not know when the produce will come, when the crops will come, if the weather will be fine, if the water will be fine, if the heat and cold will be fine, if the insect do not destroy the crops or the worm. All this element, if the farmer worry about it day and night, he will never have a crops. He will never go to sleep. Because underneath the ground is a completely ball game we do not know. Insect, worm, this and that, pollution. Similar, my brother and sister in Islam, our knowing of what going on in life is limited. Very limited. And because my knowledge is unlimited, the unknown, the things I do not like, the things is going against my will or against my desire, it bother me. But if I am belong to Allah, I have no problem. I know whatever happening has a wisdom, even if I don't comprehend it. Everything has a wisdom. Everything has a taqdeer. Everything has a time. Everything has a way. Not my way. Not my time. Not my taqdeer. Not my destiny. And what Allah want? He want me to be for Him. With Him, do what He want me to do. And the rest in His hand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a true believer, a true Muslim, a true people who love Allah, serve Allah, fear of Allah, please of Allah, and remember Him. Be content with Him. Show gratitude to Him. And the rest in His hand. I do my effort and the rest in His hand. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.